All right, hi. My name is Drake Clark, and today I'll be talking about food infrastructure mapping in New Mexico. But before we get into that, let's talk about New Mexico in general. New Mexico is here shaded in this black rectangle, and as you can see, as compared to other regions in the country, the Midwest, California, you can see that's a semi-arid climate. But there are areas in the state that do have mountainous regions that would be compared to Oregon, Washington, and there are some significant green areas here, as you can see. But what does the New Mexico food system look like? There's about 25,000 farms and ranches. That's about 60% of the total land area. The average farm size, that's horticultural crop, is about 50 acres or less. Farming is a larger component in the state. It's 110,000 people that are employed through farming. That's about 13% of the overall population. And there's about the average farmer age is about 60 years old. Agricultural crops dominate the food system in New Mexico. However, with that said, horticulture crops are still significant, and pecan, chili, and onion are the three largest crops. And Luna, Doniana, and San Juan counties are the largest producers. New Mexico has concentrated regions of production, and these three counties are the highest. I'm going to be moving on to Luna and Doniana, and if you look here, there's regions or areas that are consolidated that have a high amount of color here, and that's where the production is at. And this is primarily in the river valleys because it's a semi-arid climate and there's a lot of desert, so you can only produce things in arable lands, which are very close to the river valleys. And pecan and chili pepper are known for New Mexico. Local foods in 2007 were about a $4.8 billion industry. But with that said, it was still only a 1.6% of total agricultural sales. But it is becoming an important food category. So if you look at these two green bars here, you can see that local food grew between 1997 and 2007. It grew about twice as fast as total agricultural sales. And farmers in New Mexico are challenged by, and this is the motivation behind the project, farmers are challenged by the distribution and the lack of distribution and processing facilities, or at least unaware of their existence. And an asset map like this has not been done for the state. So the objectives of the experiment were to identify and map local post-harvest food infrastructure, develop an asset map for New Mexico based on three counties, that's Doniana, Rio Riba, and Grant counties, and finally assess the food system based on a food model that was produced by this project. And like I said, this is all done on a three county assessment. So to achieve objectives one and two, we use feedback loop interviews, which we set up interviews or we communicated with industry specialists, extension agents, or other key informants in the county. We use web-based searches, that was to locate secondary data sets and any postal code information for the counties. And then we use ground truthing, where we drove these counties, county roads and state roads, to verify that infrastructure facility was there or to identify additional infrastructure facilities. And then finally, we took all information and we built a comprehensive county-level map via ArcGIS. So here's an example of Doniana County and what this mapping looks like. And as you can see, the infrastructure facilities are kind of in this band here. And that is right where the river valleys are, and that's where the production is at. So production and infrastructure are closely related. For Doniana County, there are about 75 infrastructure facilities and around 35,000 hectares of production. And each of these, so you can see that each of these dots represent something. The red is processing, the blue is community organizations, green is packing, so on and so forth. But moving on to Rio Riba County, you can see that there's much less of these infrastructure facilities. And that's indicated because there's only about 900 hectares of production as compared to Doniana, where there's 35,000. So there's a big disparity between counties in New Mexico. And finally, Grant County, which had much less, the lowest amount in the study. And it was only four infrastructure facilities and only 100 hectares of production. And that's primarily due to it was a more of a mountainous region, and there were less arable lands. And then finally, with the mapping, we looked at density mapping or cluster mapping, and it was done on a 100-kilometer radius or 60-mile radius. So basically, any infrastructure facilities that were located within that radius, the higher amount that were in that radius, if you will, the higher the density. So the more that were clustered, the higher the density. So as you can see here, Doñana has a relatively high amount of infrastructure as compared to the other three. And then you can see that there's spots here that have that are located outside the counties, and those were significant infrastructure facilities or organizations that were for the overall food system that we also mapped as well. And then for the third objective, was to assess the food system based on this food model. And the food model had four components: infrastructure, production, organizations, and demand. And we directly looked at infrastructure and organizations. We used secondary data sets and data sets that we created as well for production and demand as a proxy for these two components. So what was infrastructure? Infrastructure was a network of facilities, physical facilities, so that was cold storage facilities, drying facilities, processing facilities, anything that's dealing with post-harvest. And then production was horticultural crops, so we had to narrow it down just to get the project so that it didn't take 10 years. Advocacy groups, organizations were advocacy groups that promote local food systems. That would be something like a food policy council. And the demand was the perceived local market. So for this food model, we created this food stool concept, and within the stool, each of these legs was a different component. So each of these components can be missing at any point in time, and a two-legged system is weaker than a three-legged system, which is ultimately weaker than a four-legged system, which is a full component system, which would be the strongest. And within this food model, you can have an uppercase letter, a lowercase letter, or a blank. So if we were talking about infrastructure, you can it would be an uppercase letter would mean that there's a high amount of infrastructure in the county. A lowercase letter would mean that there's a low amount, and a blank would mean that it just doesn't exist. There are no infrastructure facilities, and this can be the same for all these components. So this is what a two-legged system would mean. It's basically unstable and weak. And then finally, a three-legged system, it's no longer standing, it's very weak. It can no longer stand on its own at this point. So looking at the actual numbers, the actual county level assessment, we just as a reminder, we directly looked at infrastructure and organizations. And if you look at the pie charts down at the base here, you can see that infrastructure and production are dominated by Doñana County, which is in the blue down here. And organizations and demand are kind of Rio Riba and Grant counties have a much higher component, and both organizations and demand were done based on the county's population. So for instance, organizations was the number of advocacy groups divided by the county's production, and then demand was the number of farmers markets and food policy councils divided by, and this was a more or less to get a proxy for the overall food system for these two different components. So Doñana has a high amount of infrastructure and production, whereas Rio Riba and Grant counties have a relatively high amount of organizations in demand. And so basically just the overall assessment, if you look at this map here, you can see that Doñana has a high amount of this has a high amount of this overall, and Doñana is here in the blue down here. This is Rio Riba and this is Grant County. And you can see that infrastructure is kind of interspersed all throughout the state. And then in conclusion, we looked at three different counties in the state, and we also included any significant infrastructure surrounding these counties. Our aim was to create an asset map and to provide a criterion tool to assess local food systems in New Mexico. And then finally, we created a food protocol, but we hope that it has utility for other states and regions. And with that, I'd like to take questions. Yes?
Are most of your horticultural crops sold locally to local populations, or are they pretty much exported throughout the state or exported
there is a relatively high amount of local production, but the commercial production dominates the system. Yes. For organizations and demand. It was based on data that we had collected, and it was something that we decided was the best assessment for the overall system. Yes. Yep.
Given that, did you look at all at how much of the infrastructure that was present was actually accessible to growers who were growing to sell locally as opposed to growers large export?
Yeah, definitely. So all the infrastructure that we looked at, a part of the overall objective was to assess only infrastructure that was accessible to any grower, that it was publicly available, so it would be available at a fee, but any grower could access that infrastructure. Yes.
Do you guys also check on farmers markets or other kind of outlets that you're
selling? So there are data sets out there, and we used those secondary data sets for that, but we didn't directly look at farmers markets.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.